So I thought I would do a quick voiceover to get the pronunciation correct on the Aussie slang text that I just put up for language. Okay. Have a go, you mug. That means I highly recommend you try this. Argy bargy. So it's really hard on the A and the R. Argy bargy is an argument. Chuck a Yui. So you make a U-turn. Ugly as a hat full of bum holes. Away with the fairies. Bag of fruit, knock your dunny door down, crack a tinny, dinky die, fair dinkum, dinkum, ridgy didge. Ridgy didge also has a hand symbol and it's put your middle three fingers down, your thumb and your little finger up, and you shake it and you say ridgy didge. I think it was from a kids' show in the 80s and 90s. True blue, bonza, bloody oath, stone the crows, Bob's your uncle. I don't know who Bob was. I'm sure I could find out. It goes back to something. But Bob's your uncle. Going off like a frog in a sock. Dingbat. Rat bag. Ankle biter. Fair suck of the salve. Fair shake of the sauce bottle. Whoop whoop. Out the back of Burke. A galah. My favourite. 2/5 of 5/8 of fuck all, which means nothing. So if someone says, "Have you got any money?" you can say, "I've got 2/5 of 5/8 of fuck all," which means you got nothing. Bush telegraph, cactus, crack a fat, flat out like a lizard on a rock, or flat out like a lizard drinking. She'll be apples. That'll be from, a Cockney throwback from when the Brits arrived. Duck's guts, bats in the belfry, kangaroos in the top paddock. Driveway doesn't go all the way to the street. A really good one. I hope your chooks turn into bloody emus and knock your dunny door down, which means I hope something really bad happens to you. Nothing worse than waking up dead. Things could be worse. A darrow, dog's breakfast. So you say, my meal looks like a dog's breakfast, or you could say the event was a bit of a dog's breakfast. Face that only a mother could love, or got hit with the ugly stick, which means they're an ugly person. Chucking a nani or chucking a wobbly, which means you're throwing a tantrum. Wet your whistle, let's have a drink. Hard yakka. So again, it's really hard on the A and the K. Hard yakka. Hard work. Yabba is talk. Hooly dooly is being surprised. Fig jam. Fig jam, we had awards at university that you could get the Fig Jam Award if you were really, really arrogant. And if someone's a fig jam, they're fuck, I'm good, just ask me. Don't piss in his pool, mind your own business. End up a gum tree. So you might end up a gum tree, which means if you go down that road, you might end up a gum tree. So if someone's giving you directions, that means probably don't go down there. To brush the gum leaves off. So if you go into a fancy restaurant and you go, "Oh, struth, look how fancy this is." Someone might say, "Oh, didn't brush the gum leaves off," because you're clearly a bit of a country bogan. To come the raw prawn, which means someone's trying to fool you, so you can say, "Don't come the raw prawn with me, mate." Percy is your penis, or your penis, not mine. In like Flynn, which means you get in quick, and your mob. So my mob is my family, my friends, my crew. They're my mob. I might introduce, actually, I wouldn't introduce them as my mob, but you could, and people do. So that's it. Aussie slang. It's a bloody ripper. It is? Yeah.